This podcast will look at the development of political and religious life in 18th century Ireland, and particularly the extent to which ordinary Irish men and women, after the Glorious Revolution, could become politically active. The stereotype of Georgian Ireland is of a society dominated by the big house. Even in comparison with 18th century England, Ireland seems to have been a society ruled by a narrow circle of great landed proprietors who moved elegantly from country mansions to the fashionable squares of Dublin, who ruled their own localities and foregathered in their Palladian Parliament House, now the Bank of Ireland headquarters in College Green, to play at representative government and pass laws largely for their own benefit. Beyond the limited horizons of this squirearchy toiled the vast mass of ordinary people, downtrodden Catholic peasants in the south, and a turbulent Presbyterian community of weavers in Ulster. This is a view which suits both neo-nationalist historians and so-called revisionists. Modern nationalist historiography depicts 18th century Ireland as a classic colonial society, a kind of pressure cooker apparently secure but with ancestral hatreds and more recent grievances simmering under the lid, a society that would eventually blow apart in the 1780s and 90s with the rise of militant republicanism and the unsuccessful United Irish Rebellion of 1798. The revisionist challenge to this cliché has insisted that Ireland was no different from any other society in the European Ancien Régime, in that social preeminence and political authority went with the possession of landed property, and the right to play a part in government and politics depended not just on property ownership, but on membership of the established church, in this case, the Protestant Church of Ireland. If Ireland was a confessional state, so were most, if not all, European countries. The only difference, perhaps, was that in Ireland the established church was the church of the minority, but even this was not entirely unique on the European scene.